I'm in London and I'm at the Breast Cancer Care Central Offices. Who am I with?
Alex Dawson, Learning and Development Manager.
Lisa Wade, Internal Communications Manager.
What's your Twitter names?
At Alex Dawson.
At Lisa Ann 2009.
Hey, well remembered. When I talk to you, Alex, it's like you're on the parade and you're. I've been telling you to march up and down.
I'm very militaristic in general, yeah, and you're very authoritative.
You're not scared of social media, are you?
No, I embrace it with open arms.
You do? You tweet like a tweetmeister.
Like a madman.
How do you guys want to be incorporating social and new media in what breast cancer care is doing today?
Well, we're still finding out, to be honest. We're still just learning about it and finding out how we can use it, but it's very exciting. I think we want to reach more people. We want to be able to, people to know about our services, people know about what we do, and it seems like there are lots of opportunities to do that with social media.
Definitely. I've been looking around the offices here and they are very nice and very large, and I didn't realise there were so many departments. It's not just about caring for people here. There is so much going on that I'm impressed with. Now I can see so many different ways of social media and new media being incorporated. Do you feel like you have enough ideas so far today?
Definitely got lots to think about. and at the moment there are lots of different people within breast cancer care all starting to think about this. So I think it'd be really exciting to all get together and share our ideas and what we've learned and decide about how we can use it.
What was the catalyst for you? Have you been seeing other charities kind of poking their heads up on Twitter or online? What suddenly made you think we need this?
I think our new media team have really shown the way for us. They see our website as a service, not just as a brochure. They're trying to put our users at the centre of how we use our website, and they see it as a way of connecting people and helping people affected by breast cancer. And I think that approach will carry over to this. We see this as another tool we can use to put people in touch with each other and help reduce that isolation.
I really like what you say there about your website not being just a brochure, and you didn't say it, but we have been talking about how important it is to have two-way conversation and communication. So we're sharing our newfound knowledge, sharing the fact you can get help, sharing the fact there are other people out there that can assist you because they've been through the same thing. I think empathy plays quite an important part in what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. In all of the stuff that we do, it's a mixture of sort of the professional support and the personal empathy of people who perhaps have gone through something similar. So I think that's absolutely it, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we're honing some Twitter skills here and we're now going to have a look at a bit of video editing and upload. So back to work, guys. Come on.
All right.